Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. We're not in
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and there are moments when we are faced with significant changes that can alter the course of our lives. These moments are what we call turning points, moments that challenge us, test us, and push us out of our comfort zones. While turning points can be difficult and painful, they can also be opportunities for growth and transformation. In this message, we will explore the topic of turning points, looking at how we can navigate these moments with faith and courage. Through the lens of Scripture, we will discover how God can use difficult turning points to shape us and mold us into the people He created us to be. Whether you are in the midst of a turning point or simply preparing for one, this devotional will offer you encouragement and guidance as you navigate the changes that life brings your way. Again, the topic is handling turning points, and our Bible text is from Romans chapter 8 verse 28.
Romans chapter 8 verse 28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
Life is full of twists and turns, ups and downs, victories and defeats. We all experience moments in our lives when we reach a turning point, a pivotal moment that marks a new direction, a new chapter, and a new beginning. Difficult turning points can be intimidating and overwhelming, but they can also be empowering and transformative. In this devotional, we will explore what the Bible teaches us about turning points and how we can embrace change and transformation in our lives. The Bible is full of stories of people who experienced turning points in their lives. One of the most well-known turning points is the conversion of Saul, who later became known as Paul, the Apostle. In Acts 9, we read that Saul was on his way to Damascus to persecute the followers of Jesus when he was suddenly struck blind and heard a voice saying in Acts chapter 9 verse 4, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" This encounter with Jesus was a turning point in Saul's life. He was transformed from a persecutor of the church to a passionate preacher of the gospel. Paul went on to write many of the New Testament letters and was instrumental in spreading the gospel to the Gentiles. Another turning point in the Bible is the story of Jacob. In Genesis chapter 32, we read that Jacob was returning to his homeland after years of living with his uncle Laban. As he approached his homeland, he received news that his brother Esau was coming to meet him with 400 men. Jacob was afraid and sent gifts ahead of him to appease Esau. That night, Jacob wrestled with a man until daybreak. The man touched Jacob's hip and put it out of joint. Jacob realized that he had been wrestling with God and begged for a blessing. God changed Jacob's name to Israel, which means, "he who struggles with God." This encounter was a turning point in Jacob's life. He was transformed from a deceitful, self-centered person to a humble, God-fearing man. In both of these stories, we see that turning points can be unexpected and even painful, but they can lead to transformation and growth. Turning points can happen at any stage in our lives, and they can take many forms. It could be a health crisis, a job loss, a relationship breakdown, a spiritual awakening, or a simple realization that we need to make changes in our lives. Whatever the turning point may be, it can be a catalyst for growth and transformation if we embrace it with faith and courage. The Bible teaches us that God is in control of our lives and that He has a plan for us. In Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, God says, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." God's plans for us may not always align with our own plans, but we can trust that His plans are for our good. When we face a turning point in our lives, we can turn to God for guidance and strength. Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 to 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight." In addition to trusting in God, we can also seek wisdom and counsel from others. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 22 says, "Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed." When we face a turning point in our lives, it can be helpful to seek advice from trusted friends, family members, or mentors. They may offer a different perspective or provide guidance that we may not have considered. One of the most important aspects of embracing a turning point in our lives is having a mindset of openness and willingness to change. It can be tempting to cling to the familiar and resist change, but embracing change can lead to growth and new opportunities. In Isaiah chapter 43 verses 18 to 19, God says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." God is always at work, even in the midst of difficult or uncertain times, and He can use our turning points to bring about something new and beautiful in our lives. One example of this is the story of Joseph in the book of Genesis. Joseph experienced many turning points in his life, including being sold into slavery by his brothers, being falsely accused and imprisoned, and being elevated to a position of power in Egypt. Through all of these experiences, Joseph remained faithful to God and embraced the changes that came his way. In Genesis chapter 50 verse 20, Joseph says to his brothers, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." Joseph's turning points led to him being used by God in a powerful way to save his family and many others from famine. Similarly, when we face turning points in our lives, we can trust that God has a purpose and a plan for us. Romans chapter 8 verse 28 says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." Even when we don't understand why we are going through a difficult time or why a certain change is happening, we can trust that God is working for our good. As we embrace turning points in our lives, it's important to remember that transformation is a process, not an event. We may not see immediate results or changes, but over time, as we continue to seek God and embrace the changes He brings our way, we will begin to see growth and transformation in our lives. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18, it says, "And we all, who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory, are being transformed into His image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." We are being transformed into the likeness of Christ, and this process takes time and patience. Finally, we can find comfort and strength in knowing that we are not alone in our turning points. The Bible is full of stories of people who experienced similar struggles and changes, and we can find encouragement in their stories. Hebrews chapter 12 verses 1 to 2 says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith." We are part of a community of believers who have gone before us and who are cheering us on as we navigate our turning points. One true life story that offers valuable insight into navigating difficult turning points is the story of Nick Vujicic. Nick is a motivational speaker, author, and evangelist who was born without arms or legs. Despite facing numerous challenges and obstacles throughout his life, Nick has become a powerful advocate for hope and perseverance. In his book, Life Without Limits, Inspiration for a Ridiculously Good Life, Nick shares his story and offers advice for those facing their own turning points. One turning point in particular that Nick faced was when he was a teenager and struggled with depression and suicidal thoughts. In his book, he writes, "I cried myself to sleep most nights, unable to see any purpose or meaning in my life. I felt like I was a burden on my family and friends, and I couldn't imagine a future for myself that was worth living. But one day, everything changed. I realized that I had a choice. I could either give up and let my circumstances define me, or I could choose to believe that there was more to my life than my disability." Nick's turning point came when he made the decision to trust in God and embrace his unique circumstances. He writes, "God gave me a unique set of challenges for a reason. He knew that I was capable of overcoming them, and he knew that I could use my experiences to inspire others. So I made the decision to trust in his plan for my life, and to believe that he had a purpose for me, even if I couldn't see it at the time. Nick's faith and determination have allowed him to overcome countless obstacles in his life, from learning how to swim to becoming a successful public speaker and author. His story offers powerful insight into how we can navigate our own turning points by choosing to trust in God's plan and purpose for our lives, even when it may not make sense at the time. In his TEDx talk, Overcoming Hopelessness, Nick offers this advice to those facing their own challenges. Remember that you are not alone. You have a purpose and a plan for your life, even if you can't see it right now. Don't give up hope. You are stronger than you think, and you are capable of overcoming anything with God's help. Nick's story is a powerful reminder that turning points can be opportunities for growth and transformation, even in the face of difficult circumstances. By choosing to trust in God's plan and purpose for our lives, we can overcome our challenges and emerge stronger and more resilient on the other side. In conclusion, turning points can be challenging and difficult, but they can also be a catalyst for growth and transformation. When we face a turning point in our lives, we can turn to God for guidance and strength, seek wisdom and counsel from others, embrace change and transformation, and trust that God has a purpose and a plan for us. As we navigate our turning points, let us fix our eyes on Jesus and the hope that he offers, knowing that he is with us every step of the way. As you go today, take some time to consider any significant turning points in your own life. Think about how you responded to those changes and what you learned from them. Did you resist the change, or did you embrace it? Were you able to see God's hand at work in the midst of the turning point, or did it feel like he was absent? Consider also any current or upcoming turning points in your life. Are there changes on the horizon that you are dreading or struggling to accept? Take some time to bring those concerns to God in prayer, asking for his guidance and wisdom as you navigate the changes. As you move forward, remember that turning points can be opportunities for growth and transformation, even if they are initially difficult or painful. Trust that God has a purpose and a plan for your life, and that he is with you every step of the way. Seek guidance and support from others as you navigate your turning points, and don't be afraid to embrace change and step out of your comfort zone. With God's help, you can navigate your turning points and emerge stronger and more transformed on the other side. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for the message on turning points that we have heard today. We recognize that life is full of changes and transitions, and sometimes these turning points can be challenging and difficult. But we are grateful that we can come to you in prayer and seek your guidance and strength as we navigate these changes. Lord, we ask that you would help us to trust in your plan and purpose for our lives, even when we don't understand why certain things are happening. Help us to remember that you are always at work, even in the midst of difficult or uncertain times, and that you can use our turning points to bring about something new and beautiful in our lives. We ask that you would give us wisdom and discernment as we navigate our turning points, and that you would surround us with a community of believers who can support us and offer guidance and encouragement. Help us to remain steadfast in our faith, and to fix our eyes on Jesus as we run the race marked out for us. Lord, we thank you for your love and your faithfulness to us, even in the midst of our turning points. We trust that you will be with us every step of the way, and that you will guide us through the changes and transitions that we face in life. We ask that you order our steps and bless us today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Numbers chapter 11, chapter 12 and chapter 13. And for the evening, Mark chapter 5 verse 21 to 43. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.